Welcome back into the Big Wild.
Well, Greek, we have an old friend, at least an old friend of mine, who was doing some great work, and he's not doing it alone, believe me. He's doing it all across the state of Wisconsin with hundreds, if not thousands, of citizens who are working to protect and conserve our outdoors. And I'm proud to introduce from Gathering Waters Conservancy, Mike Striegel. Mike, welcome to Big Wild.
Thanks a lot, Gundy. It's a pleasure to be here.
Mike, good to have you here. Listen, tell our listeners the mission and about Gathering Waters Conservancy.
Well, we're a statewide organization, and we support Wisconsin's 50 local land trusts. So there's 50 organizations that are locally based across the state working to protect the special places that make this a place we want to live and recreate and hunt and fish and all the other good things we do here.
Now, when you talk about land trusts, for those who may not be familiar, what is a land trust?
Well, most people are familiar with the state parks, county forests, those types of public lands. And in Wisconsin, it was probably about 30 years ago that citizens recognized that there was a role for private citizens to protect the places that they cared about close to home. The state, the federal government weren't going to do it all and probably shouldn't do it all. So those citizens formed these private organizations, private nonprofits that existed to protect that land, protect it by buying it outright from a voluntary seller, perhaps buying the development rights from a voluntary seller, paying that person, if that person wasn't planning to develop it, paying them for those rights to keep it open for things like hunting, fishing, protecting habitat, protecting water quality. And so those groups have been growing the last 30 years. We've gone from about 12 in the 90s to now over 50 organizations across the state.
And Mike, okay, what's the greatest issue that your organization deals with right now going forward into 2014?
I'd say the biggest thing we're seeing now is, like so many groups, as you mature, you become victims of your own success. So these groups have protected more than 200,000 acres. A lot of the attention in the early days was focused on securing that land, seeing it protected. It was the, you know, take for example that, you know, a beautiful piece of land on the edge of town. There's a place in Door County that the Door County Land Trust protected, just on the edge of one of those beautiful communities there. And everybody thought of it as a public space. But it was privately owned, and the owners were needing to move on. They were aging. They needed to sell it. They didn't want to develop it, but they did need to get money out of that sale. Door County Land Trust purchased it. Well, now they have it, but now the question is, what do they do with it? So how do they manage it? How do they make it available to people? Do they build trails? Do they build a parking area? So you see these groups now turning the page from just acquiring the land to trying to do something with it that's going to make it useful for the public. And the groups are committed to that, but of course that's a question of resources. So they're always working with their communities to find those resources to see those places made useful.
We're here with Mike Striegel from the Gathering Waters Conservancy. There's, in this day and age of partisanship, there's always a concern groups like this are obstructionist. Can you kind of explain your attitude towards working with not only people that want to protect the land, but are also interested in, you know, in the making sure that our economy continues to move along?
Yeah, it's one of the things that make me proudest about this community of people, because the boards of directors of these local organizations are often community leaders. They're bank presidents, they're leading farmers in the area, they're other community leaders who aren't anti-development, aren't anti-industry. They just want to see the places that make that place special, that make that community special, make it a place that actually attracts employers, the kind of place people want to live and work and develop new businesses, the places that create the tourism industry that really supports our state, or the working forest industry. We're seeing a great transition in the North Woods, those great industrial forests, those working forests, where those companies need to. It's not the business model anymore to hold that land. So land trusts are part of that solution to keep that land working. But it's a wide range. It's working land, it's natural areas, it's hunting areas, it's habitat areas. And these groups are working with their communities to set good plans for the future that make that community healthy.
And Mike, tell us about some of the upcoming events you have, how people can get involved with your organization, and give us your website as well.
Yeah, our website is www.gatheringwaters.org, gatheringwaters.org. We do lots and lots of events across the state. right now we're working with, we just finished a barn dance in the northeast part of the state, and we just did our Land Conservation Award celebration this past weekend, recognizing a lot of great leaders across the state. So our website's probably the best place to get all that information.
And I see a lot of events on the website here. So again, gatheringwaters.com.
.org.
.org. Gatheringwaters.org. Lots of interesting activities, great website, great advocacy as well. Is there any kind of specific group that you're targeting or looking at as you go forward?
Well, I think what we're trying to do is cultivate those relationships with the other community organizations across the state, the partnerships with groups like Ducks Unlimited. So Ducks Unlimited is very active in Wisconsin, advocating for the programs that allow for waterfowl hunting, but they go far beyond that to protecting the wetland areas that support those species. So we have great partnerships with them as we work on making sure that the public policies that are at the federal government, the state government level, support that type of programming and protect those areas. And as Gundy mentioned, it's not that we're going to be obstructionist or, you know, against development, against industry. It's about finding that right balance so that we can have these healthy communities that we all care about in Wisconsin.
Hey, Mike, thanks for being with us in the Big Wild. We very much appreciate it. Give us that website one more time.
Absolutely. It's gatheringwaters.org, and we'd love to have you visit us.
Gatheringwaters.org. Hey, folks, I have a personal experience in working with this group, and if you are looking for advice and looking for involvement in conservation, even on the industry side of things, check it out and give Mike a call. You're listening to America's premier outdoor radio show, The Big Wild. Stay with us. We're always having a good time.